You're listening to Modern Marketing, a podcast brought to you by Influicity. At Influicity, we build brand communities that drive revenue. Learn more at Influicity.com. On today's episode, Influicity podcast coordinator Robin Flynn speaks with Crystal Phelps, Global Director of E-commerce Marketing at Matterport.
Let's start by just talking a little bit about you and your background. How did you get into marketing?
You know, I got into marketing a long time ago, literally when I was in college. I had one of those professors that said, take everything, because I was really thought I was going to be a journalist. And I ended up doing an internship with the Bureau of Land Management in Salt Lake City. And they had me writing brochures, doing radio ads, you name it, I was doing it. And I completely fell in love with it. And I said, this is the direction that I want to go. And one of the very first projects that I worked on was an online banking system. And so ever since then, I have been just really fascinated with marketing and fascinated with, you know, anything online related. And that's what I've really focused my career on the last, 25 years, has really been focused on online marketing, e-commerce, and definitely growth marketing and making sure that businesses are taken to the next level. So
you're kind of like a pioneer then, because that was really like the boom of everything going digital, right? Transitioning from print and radio into the online space.
Yeah, it did. Because I literally started with print. So that's where I started. And the thing that annoyed me the most about print was that I never really knew if the campaigns that I was producing were really working or not. You know, it's like, it's a thrill to see a full page ad, for at the time it was Metabolife, in Ladies Home Journal. But at the same time, you didn't really know, did that really have an impact on sales at the end of the day? And that's the other reason why I fell in love with digital, is because it's like you can see immediately the impacts, and when you can go in and optimize and update and change things around if it's not working. And it's really easy to be so much more nimble than print.
For sure. And with growth marketing, obviously, you need to be able to prove return on investment. And with especially now, the metrics available for any sort of online marketing it's just leaps and bounds above what you would have had 20 years ago with a radio
call. Yes. Yep. Lots of Excel spreadsheets back then. Today, it's nice today because it's just, there's a lot of really great tools available today that I definitely didn't have available back then.
So I'm curious, how has marketing changed over the course of your career? I know you started in sort of print, you were writing radio ads, shifting into that online space. What is your primary focus today compared to 20 years ago?
Today I think it's really all about being as efficient as possible with the dollars that you have. Everybody right now is really limited in their marketing spend. And so being able to take every single dollar and just stretch it as far as possible is really what it's all about today. And that's what I really focus on, is making sure that, I'm getting a really good, ROI, making sure that, that the dollars are producing what they're supposed to be producing, whether that's a lead or whether that's revenue.
Absolutely. I was, lurking you on LinkedIn before our call, of course. So, you have a really great profile in the way you've laid out your responsibilities and duties at Matterport. Managing daily e-commerce marketing operations, marketing and sales plan development, overseeing large-scale product launches, marketing analytics, tons of, special projects. It might seem like a silly question, but I feel like for marketers maybe that are just starting out or maybe early in their career, how do you stay organized on top of everything? I feel like that is one of the most important skills when you work in marketing.
It's funny. I'm old school. And I still have an old Franklin planner that I carry around. I call it, it cracks everybody up, because it's like, I tell everybody, it's my brain. I literally jot down my notes in there, my schedule, my tasks. I prioritize and I do everything that I possibly can in that book. I know that that's probably not what a lot of people want to hear, but I had a mentor early on who basically just was just, I had to have a notepad with me everywhere that I went. And it was just always constantly write it down. That's what he told me every single time I turned around was just write that down. So I've just gotten into the habit of that. And it's really helped me stay organized and you know, keep my thoughts. Because when you're marketing, you get so many thoughts about different campaigns and what's working. And, you know, it's like, oh, can't lose that idea or can't you lose that thought? So it's nice to have that paper there that you can just jot stuff down really easily. So,
yeah, it's probably easier to organize because if you were to look at like my like photos on my iPhone, it's just this like graveyard of screenshots that I've taken of ad campaigns that I thought were cool. And then I go back and I'm like, what was this again? Like, I don't even know what I liked about it.
This podcast is brought to you by Influicity. Since 2015, we've been building brand communities that drive revenue. First, we did it through influencers. Then we added podcasts. Today, we work with world-class brands to build, optimize, and run breakthrough programs that create and capture demand. It's time to stop renting your influence and start owning it. Learn more at Influicity.com.
You mentioned the notebook. That makes me think anytime I've ever worked with somebody who's new in the industry and I'm training them, and when they don't have a notebook, that is always such a red flag for me when they're like not taking notes. And I'm like, you're going to be asking me the same questions a million times and you're going to drive me crazy. I already can't stand you. And it's only been an hour.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's so funny. Okay. So let's go a little bit more into growth sector as opposed to online. So growth marketing, people think about the growth year over year, but is growth finite? Because I feel like at a certain point when you've been with the same company and you're, you know, producing year over year, can you reach a point where things stagnate? And what do you do when that happens?
It always feels like you get to that point, but when you're in growth, you can never admit that. Mm-hmm. So that's where, you know, optimization really comes into play and really looking at, you know, where can I stretch? You know, where can we make an improvement? Where, you know, and I mean, you are literally just every little aspect of the whole entire campaign you're looking at and trying to optimize, because theoretically, it isn't finite, but at times it really does feel like it is. But when you really dive deep, there's always room for improvement on everything that you do.
Absolutely. So what would you do if you're in that position where you feel like this feels finite right now? It feels like we're not growing anymore. It's my job to figure out how to keep us growing year over year. You know, where do you turn for inspiration?
You know, that's a good question. I'm always looking at new technology, but I'm also looking at new platforms, and I'm always looking at our customers, because no matter what happens, it seems like customers today are changing so quickly that for me is another place where you can really spend a lot more time, is just making sure that you understand who that customer is, where they are, what they want. And chances are you may find some little hidden diamonds in your customer.
Absolutely. I feel like with marketing, while the platforms we use to get the message across have changed drastically over the years, the fundamentals of how we sell things hasn't changed.
That's true. Yeah, that is definitely true. Yeah, you've got to have the fundamentals.
Exactly. So I feel like there is still value in the basics, like having a proper marketing background and education, learning the tools of the trade, reading. Are there books you can recommend maybe from...
I read textbooks, marketing textbooks all the time, you know, and I learn different things, and I just want to make sure that I'm up to date. So that's kind of what I do is I read a lot of marketing textbooks.
So you're always in school, basically. You're just always.
Yeah. Because technology is always changing. And I think that that's another place where marketing, you know, MarTech in general is always changing too. And that's always gives you opportunities for growth as well too, is looking at your MarTech stack all the time.
Do you ever have difficulty getting, you know, like executive leadership buy-in for ideas that you have? Like, I imagine it can be a hard sell to explain why you need to be on TikTok right now or, you know, stuff like that. And like, how do you handle that pushback?
it's interesting and it's fun. I always kind of let the numbers speak for themselves, but at the same time, when you're trying a new platform like TikTok, for instance, sometimes it can be a really hard sell because, you know, you, especially now when budgets are so tight and you just want to make sure that everything that you're doing is actually going to produce results. And, you know, there's always that chance that these experiments just don't perform as well as you think that they're going to. So I think having a good business plan and a good strategy in place before you go to the executives makes a huge difference. If you can go with a plan, if you can go with numbers, if you can go with forecasts, it makes a huge difference. And it just kind of lends to your credibility as well too. So
that makes sense. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time. I've learned a lot today, which is great. I'm probably going to go to my local college campus bookstore and buy some secondhand marketing.
The latest marketing book they have, yeah.
Exactly.
Thanks for listening to Modern Marketing. This podcast is brought to you by Influicity, empowering marketers to build customer communities that drive revenue. We create massive demand via social, influencer, content, paid media, and of course, podcast. Learn more at Influicity.com.